welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to the 32nd episode of Farm Chatter. I know.
Seems like we just started.
I know. We've been doing this weekly, having a weekly episode posted.
Is that with an A or W-E-A-K?
Some days it feels like
it. Yeah, sometimes I kind of drag up to the studio, but once we get going, it's fine.
Once we're here, and we try to keep these episodes short so that we don't bore you to death,
right,
but that you'll maybe keep coming back and be interested in what we are doing. We have some announcements about upcoming events that we'd like to get out to you, and they all kind of flow together. Mm-hmm. We are starting to wind down by the time you hear this episode. We're about a month left of the farmers market, which has been every Saturday morning since the middle of May.
Yeah, the first we did one on May 5th.
We did.
There was like 2 weeks off maybe, and then it started regularly after that. We've missed one.
Only one, and it will go through the end of September. It's every Saturday morning from 8 to noon at the Coles County Health Department building parking lot. You'll find all kinds of great vendors there and a lot of interesting things.
Yeah. It's something not to be missed if in the local area.
Absolutely.
I mean, because it's such a limited time and it's, I don't know, I can't imagine not missing it. I mean, if I wasn't a vendor, I totally would be going.
Oh, absolutely.
Because even though we grow food, we don't grow every kind of food.
Right.
They have all kinds of other cool things, art and meat.
Yes, there is a meat vendor
We don't eat much meat. But
we don't, but if we do, this is where we get our meat.
Yeah, we have occasionally bought a couple of steaks from this vendor.
So let's talk about this vendor and what's coming up in our future with them.
Yeah, we have a vendor neighbors.
Yes.
But Whitaker Beef, and they're out of Lawrenceville, I believe, which is about an hour and a half maybe south of here.
Yes.
And they have been coming to the market pretty regularly and have really start to have a following in Charleston.
Absolutely.
And we see all these people line up and wait in line for beef, and they have beef, pork, chicken, I believe. And so, you know, we don't eat much meat, but boy, those steaks looked good.
They really did.
And it's sustainably raised, no hormones, none of that kind of stuff. Antibiotics.
Right. And boy, I tell you, if you are a beef eater, we haven't tried their pork yet. I'm sure it's equally delicious, but the beef steaks are
tender.
Unbelievable.
Last night we had a couple very small fillets.
Perfect.
And I could cut it with a fork. We grilled
them. They were rich and flavorful, tender. Right-sized portions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for us, it was perfect size.
It was really a delight.
It was, yeah.
And a very special treat for us. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's very unusual that we eat any kind of meat, but if we do, it's chicken usually.
Right. And they do have chicken. Mm-hmm. Actually, we've put in an order for chicken, so we'll be having some of that soon. Mm-hmm. But these guys are just great people.
They are. Yeah. They've been fun to be next
to. Yes. We enjoy visiting with them, being vendor neighbors with them, and you know, they have a great product, so
they do.
It's kind of a wonderful package right there. But through the winter months, as you may know, we have an on-site mercantile here, and we've been open about once a month through the winter months, and we will continue at least that. We may very well be open twice a month. Yeah,
we may try to and extending our hours a little bit from where we have been doing.
So we are going to start that in October after the market, the farmers market ends. We will start then in October having our regular hours here. And we're going to partner with Whitaker Beef.
We are. That's going to be so exciting.
And they have expressed an interest in coming back to this area on a regular basis. So it's going to be fun.
Uh-huh. It will.
We're going to have our products and the mercantile. Whitaker Beef will be here. And I think it's just going to be a great partnership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it will be too. It really helps both of us. And I'm excited.
Oh, I'm excited
to have a place for them that customers can order online if they want to. In the winter, if it's too cold, they don't want to spend a lot of time. They can order online. They can order our products online and just pull in and pick up very quickly and have some beautiful, fresh products over the winter.
So our first opening, we had gone back and forth with the date, but it's now going to be October 27th. There are some other things in the area that we didn't want to compete with.
Eastern's Homecoming is one, and one of our other vendor neighbors has a fall festival. First Fruits has a fall festival the first weekend. So we want to encourage people to go to both of those.
Absolutely. So our opening and the one-year anniversary of the mercantile is going to be October 27th.
I can't believe it's been a year.
I know. Incredible. From 9 to 1.
I think we've advertised 9 to 2. We decided to go ahead and do that extra hour.
I'll have to make extra scones to get you through the day.
Yeah.
And we will be here. The name, we also have a contest for naming of the corn crib.
Yeah, I came up with a couple of names, but they were kind of nixed.
Yes, they were nixed.
I kind of liked Cornzilla. I thought that was
no.
Okay.
No, not Cornzilla.
Al Cornpone?
No. 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 No.
Okay. So I guess we need some help.
We clearly help. Help me. Help me. So that contest is open to until October 1st. Shoot us your names, your suggestions for the naming of the corn crib. And as you know, we've named several things around here.
Yeah, this you've podcast, helped us. Yeah.
The mercantile.
Yeah.
Both of those were named through contests. Yeah. So we have some really creative supporters.
We do. And it's great to tap into that creativity because, you know, I guess some of my ideas are kind of silly.
No. Yeah. So naming of the corn crib contest is going on right now. And the mercantile will be open at the end of October.
And we do have a prize for whoever wins.
We always give out cool prizes.
Yeah, we do give out cool prizes. And we're going to announce it the day of our anniversary. But I think the board, us and our board, will meet together with our with the responses and make a decision on who wins that. Right now, we have about 35. We just started the contest a few days ago. And we have about 35 submissions already.
And some really super creative
ideas. I
know,
it's
going to
be hard. It's going to be a difficult decision.
And that is something I'm really looking forward to, though, is having a name that we can refer to.
Because,
the corn crib.
Yeah, we just call it the corn crib or, you know, yeah, we want to have a name, you know.
Right.
I still like Al Cornpone, but.
Oh, brother. Let's talk more about future plans for the work.
Okay. We've got a lot of exciting things. We went out into the corn crib today and this morning and had some coffee and talked about, made a list.
We did another list.
You know, we're list makers.
We are. And this one is something that we're really going to prioritize the tasks associated with improving the mercantile.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to add electricity. We're going to finish additional room inside.
Uh-huh.
Which means I'll have to clean out the barn to move some of the equipment out of the storage in the back of the Merc. But easy to do, just time to do it. And we're going to expand our space in there.
We are.
Because I think this is really going somewhere.
Yeah. I think that we have enough product that we can fill that. We have a lot of ideas of other things that we can do. A lot of maybe some benches, you know, for gardening. Lots of cool things. I mean, it's exciting.
It is exciting. And,
but, you know, that's where we have to think about what are our priorities, because there's still only two of us.
We have to reel in our great ideas.
We do, yeah.
And that's why we made this priority list. Mm-hmm. So we can come through and do the next step and the next step and the
What's
next
step.
So that is an exciting thing coming up, is expanding the mercantile and ours there. Hello, Abby. She is coming in to lend her encouragement to the podcast.
And maybe to... Honeybee has been doing something. I don't know. I've been seeing some strange lumps and covers behind me.
If you hear rattling around, she has also been inspecting the cords on the computer while we've been recording.
She's always so helpful.
Oh, my goodness, yes. She's growing by leaps and bounds. You really need to look at her pictures on Instagram and Facebook. She is just a doll.
Yeah, she is. They all are.
They are. And that's really kind of what we've been up to, planning for the future. We have just great events coming up. We're excited about how the mercantile is going to grow and expand. And the other thing in our last podcast, we talked about evaluating some of the things that we're doing. And one of those things is we had decided to try Patreon as a place that our fans could show their love, show their support, and really, actually, honestly, make a pledge for a monthly support to our efforts. And that is something I'm not sure we're going to continue.
No, not right now.
We
Maybe we
may put that on hold. I'll give it until the middle of September. And if we are not seeing that that's a place where people are linking with us, we will probably suspend that effort for the time being and examine when that might be something to bring up again. So if that does interest you as a way to support us, please go now to Patreon, patreon.com/5felinefarm. And if that is not something that trips your trigger, that's just fine too.
Sure.
Because we know that you are supporting and linking with us in many other venues. But we'll have that up until about the middle of September.
Yeah.
If it proves to be successful and worth the additional effort in posting.
Yeah, because it takes time.
Right.
And that's what we have to start looking at. You know, what we can cut there.
And if not, we will suspend it for the time being and come back to it at a later date. But we do still enjoy all of your support.
We do.
At the market, at the mercantile, on our social media accounts. And you all have just been incredible to us.
Yeah, and we are just constantly amazed
grateful.
How nice people are.
Absolutely.
To us. And it just really encourages us a lot.
It does. And that is something that we have hung on to when things get tough.
Yeah, because this is
tired.
Not an easy thing to do. We are self-supporting business, and it's just two of us doing it. And, you know, sometimes it'd be a whole lot easier just to say, nah, we're not going to do this.
But then we do something like a Saturday morning at the farmer's market.
And people encourage us.
And we are so encouraged.
And we had a rough market 2 weeks ago. It was windy and rainy. But we had people holding our tents. And it was just...
And coming in under the tent
coming
to
in
chat.
Right.
And we still sold pretty much everything
we did.
Took.
Yeah, it was still a great week. People still came out and supported the local vendors. And we are so grateful to have such a wonderful community.
We are. So thank you for doing that.
Uh-huh.
And we will be with you again on this podcast next week.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.